For many people with disabilities, a service dog can change their lives. But before a dog can help someone, it has to grow up. And here in the Valley, there are an army of volunteers who love and care for and train these dogs, and then have to say goodbye to them. KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to one of them.
Over the last few years, Linda Winkler has had many conversations with many dogs.
You're going to be a forever friend. You're going to give loves. Yes. You're going to make someone feel safe. You know how to do that, because you're such a good boy.
The good boy is Kodiak, the fifth puppy Linda and her family have raised since 2009. He's now a handsome 23-month-old golden retriever lab mix with floppy ears and pale yellow fur and knowledge of countless commands Linda taught him using kibble.
Cody, stay.
Before Kodiak, there was Janelle and Maribel, Trixie and Tiffany, all of which they got around 8 weeks old. After about a year and a half of training and paying for their food and vet care, Linda and her family let them go. She says they keep getting the same question from people.
How can you give them up?
And she keeps having the same answer.
How can we not?
Because these are not just good dogs. So good, in fact, that Linda's Chandler home is full of white carpets and breakable figurines. These dogs can be a godsend to the people they're carefully paired with by the nonprofit Canine Companions for Independence. Just watch any CCI promotional video.
And this is my dog, Heaven. When I didn't have Heaven, it used to be Mom doing the stuff with me. But now that I have Heaven, she helps me with everything.
That's a little blonde boy in a wheelchair beaming next to his yellow dog, who keeps him company, opens doors, and picks up things he dropped on the floor. It's the kind of help and camaraderie that Linda thinks her sister, who was born with cerebral palsy, would have loved.
If I could have given her one of these dogs, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
But Linda's sister never got that chance. She died nearly 20 years ago.
So I do what I can for someone else.
By raising dog after dog, with no plans to stop. Many of CCI's puppy raisers are like Linda, and they're a big part of how this nonprofit has been able to place more than 5,000 dogs since 1975, with each one given away for free. Private donations and some grants help too, but the puppy raisers are so important that one CCI manager calls them angels. A few days after that conversation with Linda, some of the angels are gathered in Oceanside, California, to drop off their dogs at one of six training centers across the country. It's clear that some of the pooches are overwhelmed.
I cannot believe she's acting this way. Too bizarre.
But for the most part, it's the humans who aren't doing so well.
But I got my sunglasses on. That's to hide the tears so nobody can see.
Linda Winkler is here too, after driving since 3 a.m. with her husband and grown daughter. And Kodiak, of course.
That is kind of a silly question.
I know.
How you are.
Yeah, we don't ever ask that.
It's a rough day. I've been crying for a couple days now.
Because today is the day Kodiak leaves Linda to embark on six final months of training. Training so rigorous and specialized that only about half the dogs graduate. But when it's finally time to hand over Kodiak's leash to a CCI employee, there are no tears from Linda. Just a proud, sad smile.
I love you. You're going to do great. You're going to do great, you big handsome guy.
As Kodiak is led away to his kennel, he doesn't look back. But Linda seems at peace. She knows she'll see Kodiak again, hopefully at graduation, with a new owner who needs him and loves him just as much as she does. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News.